Welcome to the I Love Running podcast. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Jenna.
From Lungile Health.
Hey, welcome to episode 9 of I Love Running. We're here at Due South in Gateway. And we're with Alak from Due South. And he's the main guy that talks about all the apparel and all the equipment. So a lot of guys have been asking about GPS watches and heart rate monitors. And he's the guy that we're speaking to. So how's it, Alak?
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah, good man. So we're really, really lucky to have him here and chatting to us. So today we're just going to speak a bit more about all the different products that are available and especially the different kinds of things you need to look out for. I think if you can just maybe give us a rough idea, what is a GPS watch and what is a heart rate monitor and what are the main differences between the two?
Okay, basically with the watches that we have now, they have heart rate as a basic feature, okay? And then some of them have the GPS function. GPS function, you'd use that when you are outdoors, doing your running around the neighborhood or going into trails and stuff like that. So basically, the GPS tracks where you have been. So it can give you, if you go onto like Google Earth and stuff like that, you can download what has been recorded by the watch. It will show you on the map exactly where you have been and so forth. There's another option as well where you get foot pods. Foot pods work both outdoors and indoors. So the foot pod would give you like your speed, distance, and so forth. The thing is, it won't give you like coordinates and stuff like that because basically it's just a foot pod on your shoe. Okay. Some runners don't like foot pods on their shoe. It feels like some people feel it to be like cumbersome and you know, you'd have to tie it onto your lace and so forth. Lots of guys go into the GPS because, keeping up with technology and so forth. They would like also to, you know, see where they've run and share that with their friends and so forth. We have three brands that we keep. That is Polar, Suunto, and Garmin.
All right, Alak, yeah, that's very cool. So I think what a lot of people want to know is who should sort of go for a GPS watch and who should go for a heart rate monitor only, and what is sort of the entry level cost and what is the best out of the different kinds of ranges.
Sure. So basically, the customer that goes for GPS watches are mostly the customers who are outdoors, who love running outside, love running on the roads or through trails and stuff like that. So they would be the ones using GPS watches. Customers also on the outside who use footpod, they old school, they enjoy the footpod rather than having the GPS. The difference is a GPS watch, you'd have to charge it daily. Okay, so you'd get a battery life, some starting from like 8 hours and then going right up to 50 hours. With the footpod watches, basically it's a battery in the watch and a battery in the footpod. So you won't charge those. You'd send it after maybe 7 to 8 months of use. You'd send it for a battery replacement. So that would be the main difference between the two. Customers, people who run in the gym and stuff like that, you see, most of the treadmills now do have the dials in front of you where you can see what distance you have run, the inclination, and so forth. So using the footpod or GPS, you can't use GPS indoors. So using the footpod indoors is not going to be really good because the treadmill has it. So most of the time, customers only use those functions when they're outside.
Right, awesome. And then I think so like you mentioned earlier, they're the three major brands, so Polar, Suunto, and Garmin. Can you just I think Polar's been around the longest. Can you just give us like a brief sort of summary of the different brands and like what they sort of stand for?
Okay, cool. Basically, Polar has pioneered the heart rate from strap on your chest to the transmitter from your chest to the receiver on your watch. They have pioneered it. They were the leaders in it. And later on, they've introduced GPSs. That's why, if you notice, Polar, their core products don't have GPS built into them. Only recently, they've come out with watches that's with GPS inside the watch. Whereas Garmin, as you know, they started off on the GPS side. And what they've done is integrated the heart rate into their watches. So that's the main difference between the two. Suunto, I could say they're in-betweeners. They've done a lot of heart rate and they've done a lot of watches that deal with exploration. So you have watches that come with like compasses, altimeter, barometers, those kind of things. And then now they've released the ambit range, and that's been really good. Lots of guys have been taking to the ambit range. It's an awesome watch, multi-sport, has a good battery life. They are, like in the polar range, they are watches that can match up to it. But in a sense, Suunto, certain features, like you can program the watches, you can customize the watch to your specific profile, whereas in the polar side you can't really do that. But yeah, they're still all really good brands. We sell just as much of each brand than the other.
Right, so you'd say that okay, for just the average runner, I mean, a heart rate only watch is quite limited because you can only see your heart rate. So unless you're specifically wanting to know your heart rate, which I mean you can do in the gym, and I mean a lot of the like apps nowadays also do sort of similar stuff to what the watches are doing. But if you want to really do more running specific and see track your distance and all of that, a GPS and heart rate monitor is a better option.
Okay, with regards to that, you see, in the polar range, they classify it into three categories. Okay, it's running, fitness, and cycling. Okay, and then you get the multi-sport watches. So you do get guys who's doing like triathlons and stuff who would want an all-in-one watch. On the Garmin side, you also get running. They don't so much have a fitness, and then they have a multi-sport. In the Suunto range, they have the fitness range, and all of the watches can attach either a foot pod or a speed and cadence for your bicycle. You can get the exploration watches that have the built-in GPS. So all of them do have like entry-level watches. So it really depends on what kind of features the person would want, and that would really put them into a certain category and so forth.
Right, cool. And then so if someone is entering into the market, you know, with a heart or with a GPS watch, can you just sort of give us a little bit of a price range from the different ranges, and which, or you know, more or less which one you would recommend out of the three ranges for entry level GPS watches?
You see, on the in the polar range, you see the RS300 that uses a foot pod. Then you go on to the RCX3. The RCX3 is one of the latest watches in the polar range. You get them in a run, bike, or a GPS function. So the difference is, if you take a run package, you're getting a foot pod in that deal. Or if you take a bike package, you'd get your speed and cadence sensor. If you take the GPS function, you'd get a GPS unit that it's called a G5 GPS sensor, and that you would have to strap it to your arm or strap it to your waist or somewhere where you can, you know, attach that to yourself. It's not actually a GPS built into the watch. On the Garmin side, there is the Forerunner 110, that is your GPS enabled watch, but it doesn't come with the heart rate strap. You see, then you get the upgrade on that would be a 210. And the 210 is the combo deal where you're getting the heart rate and the GPS built into the watch. And then that would have like a battery life of like 8 hours. In the Suunto range, you see, we only deal with the ambits. And the ambits, you're getting up to a 50-hour battery life, but that is not entry level. That is basically top of the range unit. You'd get a whole lot more features, and it's going to cost you a pretty good pennies.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll get to the ambit later as well, because I'm really keen to get one. But then, like you said with the straps, I know that with some of the straps, you know, like a lot of our guys mainly do running, but then they also do a bit of swimming and that. And I know with some of the straps, the frequencies are different, so it does interfere. You need to get a specific strap. Can you just run us through a bit more about that?
Okay, basically, yeah, the with regards to the strap, they do run on different frequencies. In the polar range, you would get the RCX5. The RCX5 is the watch that is multi-sport, and that can, the belt that comes with it transmits both above land and in water. So it does transmit on both frequencies, and also the RS 800, but these watches are not entry level.
Okay.
Yeah. You see.
Okay, so those are the two sort of best if you're looking to do multi-sport kind of thing.
Well, there is also on the Garmin side, you get the 310 XT. It is a purpose-driven unit. It's not going to be a unit that you would wear to the mall and walk around with. It is specifically designed for training. And
so what you're saying, it's ugly.
Yeah, I can't, you know, can't really say it's ugly. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But yeah, it is a multi-sport watch. It is bigger compared to the RCX5, but it is an awesome watch. It's waterproof up to 50 meters. It has your speed, distance, full GPS enabled. So you can do a whole lot more with that watch. But as I said, it is mainly for sport. You're not going to wear it around. Whereas if you invest in like a RCX5 or a RS800, you know, you could wear it casually. You know, you could walk around the mall and people would not find you weird. Yeah. So yeah
I mean from my side, I mean I know that's why I've always avoided a Garmin. Just I know it's a really good watch, but if I'm spending a couple of grand on a watch, I want to be able to wear it as well. So that's why I lean towards the Suunto or the Polar even.
There are a few watches in the Garmin range that do look good. There is the upgrade on the 310 XT. That's a 19 XT. It is still around the same size, but it looks much better compared to the 310 XT. There is like the Forerunner 410, the 610. There is quite a few watches that really look nice, and they have the nice technology on the touchscreen bezel. So, you know, it's easy to use the watch. You know, just slide across the top of the bezel and then it changes your functions and so forth. There is good looking watches in the range that do have very similar features. But yeah, if you're looking for like, you know, real hardcore kind of watch, then yeah, the 310, 910 XT, they, you know, really good rugged watches.
Great. All right. And then sort of trail running and multi-stage kind of stuff. You're looking at more, you know, obviously a bit higher price. Each range has got its upper end. Can you just run us through the different like top of the range watches in each for each brand?
Sure. Well, once again, we're going to speak of the RCX5. That is, I would say, king as well of multi-sport. The RCX3 is the unit below the RCX5.
That's for Polar.
Yeah, that's Polar. Polar. You see, the RCX3, they're more sport-specific, you see. So if you're taking a run, you're going to be running with that watch. So it has features for the run. If you're taking a bike, it has features for bike. And then the GPS function as well. On the RCX5 Polar, it is multi-sport. So it has different sports. So if you're doing triathlon and stuff, if you're running, you have your running setup going on. Then if you're deciding to go jump into the water, you just press a button and then it changes the profile and then you start swimming with the watch. Once you're out the water, you press a button again and then you into your cycling. So they do have, you know, it is a multi-sport watch, whereas the RCX3 is your sport specific.
Okay, so for Polar, that would be your sort of top of the range kind of watch.
Yes. There is the RC3 GPS. So that's the Polar watch that has been launched recently, and then that has the GPS built into the watch. So in all of these watches, you're gonna get the core features of heart rate, calories burned, and then it has your energy pointer, and then it has your fitness tests and stuff like that. Basically, those features are in the watch just to help you get the most out of your workouts. You know, then it also tells you your heart rate in percentage or in beats per minute. So depending on you know, depending how you're working out, what kind of intensities you are doing, you can set the watches. So if you underperforming, it will beep and say, you know what, pick it up. If you're overdoing it, it's going to beep and say, you know what, slow it down. So with these watches, it is a must if you're in this sporting or athletics or anything of that sort, running. These watches are a must have. It's a good tool to basically get the maximum out of your workout. Instead of running aimlessly for like 2 hours and getting nothing out of the workout because you are running too fast.
And then for the Garmin, which watch would you say is sort of the gold standard for Garmin?
Okay, well, you see, all of them would have basically the core features, as I said, of the Polar. It's going to have your heart rate, your calories burnt. Then it has a nice feature called a virtual partner. Virtual partner is you can compete against your best times. So it's cool watches, and that's a standard feature starting from the bottom going up. So your entry level, you're looking at your FR70, and then that comes with the footpod. Okay, and then above the FR70 is quite an economical package. If you're just getting started off, you know, I think now at this moment in time, it is retailing about $1,500. So that's a heart rate monitor with a footpod. And then, yeah, no, none of the other brands are matching that at the moment. Then going into GPS, the one up that is the 110. And as I said about the 110 Garmin, Forerunner 110, you would get a full GPS-enabled watch, but there is no heart rate strap included in the package. So from there, you'd probably want, if you want the heart rate, you'd get the 210. The 210 has your heart rate strap, it has the GPS-enabled, and it's going to give you all of the core features as well. Then, yeah, going up, you know, the 310 XT, as I said, that's your multi-sport. So run, cycle, swim, kayak, all that kind of sports, you're more than welcome to use that watch. You know, it's a really nice, rugged outdoor watch. Moving above that, you know, you're going to pay for, now you're going into the top-end watches, where the 410, the 510, and the 610. Those watches, as I said, it has a nice touchscreen bezel, and it looks really nice and fancy. It has a few more features compared to others, but the core features are still the same. So it just looks a bit more fancy, and it's, you know, the top of the range units.
Okay. And then the Suunto, I mean, you've got your sort of standard watches, and then you've got the Ambit, which is just another league.
Okay. With the regards to the Suunto, you start from like the M1, it goes M2, M3, M4. You see, the thing is with these watches is they all have the core features of heart rate, calories burnt. Yeah, it has all of the core features. And on the Suunto ranges, the cool thing is going towards the top end, you're buying the heart rate monitor, and then later on you can add the footpod, or you can add the speed and cadence sensors for your bike and so forth. Then going on to the GPS side, that's where you get into the Ambit. Ambit, cool watch, really nice. Has all the gadgets, you know, we all want, but yeah, none of us can really afford.
Okay, so going into the Ambit, okay, so there's the Ambit, and now there's the Ambit 2. The one problem I do have with Suunto, though, is originally when they came out with the Ambit, they said you don't have to get another watch after this because it will upgrade and you'll be able to put in new software. Now they've come out with the Ambit 2 and the 2S, which is obviously quite frustrating for people that have bought the original Ambit. So what do you think about that?
Okay, with regards to them saying that you don't have to buy another watch, they are right. You don't have to buy another watch. That watch, you can upgrade it, you can change the software, you can personalize it, customize it according to your needs, what you want to see, when you want to see it. Okay, what they've done now in the Ambit 2, Ambit 2S, if there's, they made the watch lighter. It's more or less the same size, but it's lighter. The Ambit 2, it's for explorers and athletes, but it's a lighter watch compared to the Ambit itself. And then the Ambit 2S is more for your athletes. Core features are there, lighter watch. If you notice at the back is the Ambit 2 is 89 grams, okay, and then the Ambit 2S is 72 grams. You know, it doesn't sound like much, but end of the day, those that few grams does matter to your athletes, your top end athletes. That few grams does matter. So yeah, on the Ambit 2S. I think the athlete's watch, the battery life has been brought down because it's lighter. You know, obviously they've cut down on something, so they've cut down on the battery. Mm. So the original Ambit goes up to 50 hours, okay? The Ambit 2 goes up to 50 hours. Ambit 2S goes up to 25 hours. So, I mean, athletes, yeah, you know, if you're doing a race for more than 25 hours, then yeah, you don't need a watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the huge benefits of getting an Ambit is because of the battery life. I know some of the other watches, their battery life is a lot less, so you need to keep charging it all the time. Yeah. And if you're doing sort of like a multi-day thing where you don't have access to power, obviously that's going to be a big bonus.
Okay, with regards to that, yeah. On the Garmin side, the 910 XT and the 310 XT, they boast battery life of up to 50 hours as well. Whereas the lower end, like the 110, 210, they give you an 8-hour battery life. So, yeah, if you're running Comrades and you're doing it in less than 8 hours, you're safe. if you're planning to take longer than that, yeah, your battery is going to be out. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So at USouth and Gateway, if you can just give us like a rough idea of the prices. So obviously it will vary from a day to day basis, and from month to month. But at this stage, if you can just quickly give us an idea again, just entry level heart rate monitors, in the different brands, and more or less the price range that people would expect to pay.
Sure. We'll start off with Polar. Entry level Polar. Just heart rate, it's your basic is your FT2, and that sells for $699. But yeah, anybody who's, you know, planning to invest in something, I would recommend you start from like a FT7. This is just for heart rate, okay? This is not going to give you speed and distance or anything of that sort. It's going to give you a heart rate, calories burnt. It would have an energy pointer. It would tell you what kind of zones you're in. So FT7, you're looking at about 1699, 1799. Yeah. So that the reason why I say FT7 as an entry level heart rate is, I'm sure you know that all these heart rate monitors now, they've linked to Discovery and they're linked to, you know, your medical aid, and you earn points by how fit you become. So the reason why I suggest a FT7 as your entry level is that it comes with a device called a FlowLink. The FlowLink basically transfers the data from your watch of your workouts, transfers the data from your watch to your computer. So reason why you're going to put it onto your computer, you go onto the Polar website and you create a profile, like your Facebook profile. And this is only to you, okay? And then this information can be relayed to Discovery, because they are linked to Discovery, and you would earn points by the amount of workouts you do. So that's the reason why I recommend entry level. You can get a cheaper watch like the FT2 that goes for $699, but then that's not downloadable to your computer. You can get an FT4, very similar to the FT7, but once again, you cannot download it to your computer. And then that goes for like about $1,100. And then That's on the fitness range, okay?
What's really cool about that, with the vitality or whatever medical aid you're on, you get points, which is really cool. And then, like, let's say if you came to Parkrun, it's a 5K, you get 500 vitality points, and then you download it, you know, your stats onto your computer, and then you're going to get, like, double up on points, which is really, really awesome. And then on the other watches, so the Garmin and the Suunto, what would sort of the entry-level heart rate monitors
Sorry, man. Just before we move over, the range that I was speaking for in the Polar side, okay, those don't have speed and distance. Yeah. So for our runners, you'd probably be going into something like a RCX3, and then those start from like 2799. Okay, those would have the specific features for running and so forth, and then they would come with a foot pod or either a GPS, so you can track your speed and distance, or your GPS obviously to track where you have been. You do get a RS300, but that doesn't come with the foot pod, so you'd have to buy the foot pod separately.
And then with the Polar range, so for runners, let's say you want to, you know, get all the distance, get as much info as you want, what would you reckon out of the whole Polar range would be sort of your best value for money? You know, not the, obviously maybe the most expensive one might be the best value for money, but what would you recommend, you know, if someone's really looking to get maximum value out of the money they're going to spend?
Sure. Well, obviously I'm going to say the RCX5. Yeah, it's not the cheapest of watches, but yeah, it's one of the best watches, you know. Today you're running, tomorrow you'd want to cycle, the next day you'd want to swim. Mm-hmm. So end of the day, you know what, we there's no point where we are satisfied with what we are doing, I guess. So we always want more, we'd always want to push ourselves more.
What is that?
That starts from like about 4,000.
Okay.
But you can, yeah, as I said, you can take the baby brother RCX 3 that starts from like 2799, and that is obviously sport specific, whereas the RCX 5 is your multi sport. But the RCX 5 is gonna be the one where you could buy the footpod, cadence sensors, or get the GPS function. So yeah, you could use all three of those attachments with the watch. Okay.
Right, so you have to find those extras.
Well, you see, you get RCX 5 run, RCX 5 bike, and RCX 5 GPS. Just like how you get in the RCX 3, just that the RCX 5, now you can use all of those things if you want on the same watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas in the RCX 3, you'd use them. Yeah.
So with the RCX 3, you sort of have to commit to your sport and then stick to it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. And then if you can just again go through Garmin sort of same way and Suunto, just entry level heart rate, GPS, and then high end, and then your best value for money, what you think in each range.
Cool. With regards to the Garmin, okay, the FR10 is just going to give you your speed, pace, and distance, no heart rate. That goes for about 1399. And then moving up on that would be the FR70. These are watches that we stock. Okay, it's not the full range. Okay, so if you are looking for the full range, then you should visit the website and then see which watch is actually suited for you. Just the watches that we have. FR70 is your heart rate with footpod. So that will give you your speed and distance, and that goes for about 1499 at the moment. 1499. And then moving up from that would be your 110. That's your GPS enabled. No heart rate bundle there. So it's 1799. 210, Forerunner 210. That is the heart rate bundle. So you get your heart rate strap plus built-in GPS in the watch. And that goes for about 2799. And then you'd get your 310 XT, your multi-sport watch. And then that's full GPS enabled with heart rate. And then moving up would be your top end brands like your 410, 610, and then the upgrade on the 310 XT is your 910 XT. It is a multi-sport watch, but they've added swimming features into the watch, so there's more swimming features in the watch. But yeah, you'd still get your speed, distance if you're running or you're cycling and so forth.
And then those upper end watches, what do they sort of range from?
Okay, your 410, you're looking closer to about 4,000. Your 610, you're looking closer to about 4,500, 4,700, and then your 910 XT, you're looking at about 5,500.
Right, and then the Suunto range.
Okay, Suunto range, starting from the M1. M1 starts at like 799. And then that would have your heart rate, calories burnt, as I said before. Moving from that, you'd get your M2 closer to about $1,300, and then your M4 is $1,599. And all of these watches, you buy the footpod or the cadence sensors separately, and then you add it to your bundle, and then you're ready to go.
And how much do those go for?
You're looking close to about $1,000, huh?
And then obviously you get the Ambit range, which is quite expensive. How would you rate that as well as a watch?
Okay, with regards to the Ambit, you know, when the watch was launched, we had this craze going on. Customers came in and the stock really flew off the shelf. And it's not for just because it's fashionable or it's, you know, because people say it's good. It's an awesome watch. It does everything that you need. It has all of the features. There is a heart rate bundle and a non-heart rate bundle. So the non-heart rate goes for 5,299. The heart rate goes for about 5,799. So basically, they're adding a heart rate strap to the package. The Ambit 2 goes for 6,499. So yeah, they've lightened the watch, and they've made it compatible for athletes as well. Whereas the Ambit 2 was a bit more on the exploration side, so mostly for guys out in the mountains and stuff. But yeah, they've added more features to this to get your athletes. And then the Ambit 2S, which is a lighter watch compared to the others, this is more specific for athletes. This goes for 4,999.
Okay, and like, what about apps on phones? If do you have an idea? Like, is it a good idea maybe to start off with that, or would you suggest maybe going straight into your watch?
Okay, with regards to the apps on cell phones, I'm not sure how many people do carry their cell phones with them when training. We do have customers in here who come in and buy arm straps and stuff to put their iPhones on their shoulders and put their smartphones on their shoulders. There is a lot of apps out there that can match to these guys, to Polar, Suunto, and Garmin. You can get apps that do almost the same things. But obviously, yeah, with regards to apps, you know you're using data. So depending on you, whether you'd want to use all of that, because yeah, it uses data. You get your GPS off your cell phone, so you can track your speed and distance. There is also another product called Runtastic. I'm not sure if you've heard of that. Yes, Runtastic. We also do stock that. It's in our Juice Out and Total Sports stores. Basically, that allows you to attach a heart rate strap to yourself that'll transmit to a small device that fits onto your phone. That fits into your headphone, okay, your headphone port. So that small device is like a square device. It's really small. It fits into the headphones. That would work with any smart or Android phone. So basically what that does, it's a receiver that receives your heart rate from the strap. So what you're buying, what comes in the box is the heart rate strap and the receiver. So from that, you go online, you get the apps. It is customized to every sport you can think of. Okay, I've seen it, been on the training. They've designed it so you could use it for any sport. You just choose which sport you're doing, and then you go ahead and do it. It'll give you your heart rate, calories, speed, distance, anything you could get from these watches, you'd get it from that as well. Okay. Yeah, it's a good product, and the price is about $700.
Okay.
$700. So it's a lot less compared to these watches. But yeah, it's for the runner or the athlete that has a cell phone on them.
Mm.
You see? So if you don't like training with your cell phone, then obviously the way to go is in the watch. But if you a person to always have your cell phone with you, there is apps out there that do almost the same thing or the same thing that these watches do.
All right, so it was really, really cool to be here at Juice South and Gateway. Alok gave us a lot of info today. Yeah, so if you want more info and you didn't get through everything, just come in and chat to them. Really, really friendly here. And yeah, they'll be able to help you out. You can have a look at the watches. Obviously, you can Google a lot of them. But yeah, it's always nice to try them on and to look how they feel, because ultimately, if you're going to invest, it is an investment, one of these watches. Yeah, you want to come try it on and see which one is the best for you. So, Alok, thanks a lot.
Cool, you're welcome. Anytime.
Okay, awesome. And then I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of you guys in a store. And then, yeah, hopefully, yeah, start using watches, because they really are cool and they give you a lot of info. So, if you want to, maximize, I would say,
if you want to maximize your workout, heart rate is the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. If you want to get the most information and you want to improve, that it is a really good option to go for. But cool. Thanks a lot.